This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
809, and among the many great companions and partners that we have in our community is the Jewish Community Alliance. And whether it's fitness and wellness or early childhood, youth and family, arts and culture, camp, and more. I mean, there's a whole list of programs that are available. Somehow, some way, chances are really, really high that you have been impacted by the Jewish Community Alliance. And right now underway is going to be a really important part of an extensive capital campaign that JCA is involved in, and already exceeding $14 million in this transformational journey. We're joined by Adam Chaskin with Jewish Community Alliance in studio. And just this week, you've already been able to add to that capital campaign to get it just over $14 million. First of all, congratulations to date on this. What's the goal of the capital campaign, big picture, first of all?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me this morning. And yes, we were very excited when we received another significant gift this week to push us over the $14 million mark. We're about to celebrate our 36th birthday as an organization here next month. And the goal of the campaign is to make sure that our agency has the physical infrastructure and the programming ability to make sure we continue to service the community for the next generation and beyond. That is the overall goal. Financially, that's going to take a little over $18 million to accomplish.
All right. And so you're at about $14 million now. What is that overall amount once you reach that point build? Is it programs and infrastructure? And how are we going to feel the changes over the coming years?
Well, certainly it is a combination. It's a lot of infrastructure changes. We are don't have a lot of land around us. We are going up in some areas of the building. We'll be building a new two-story building in the middle of our courtyard to accommodate an expansion of our award-winning Michelle Blackon Yeldin Preschool, as well as move all of the administrative offices to the second floor of that building so the first floor can be used for the members for additional programming. You'll also see a brand new splash park built to enlarge our aquatic center. The new splash pad will be added to heating the outdoor pool to be added to our indoor pool that we already have that will be renovated as well to bring it up to modern standards. And the thing you'll notice first is when you walk in the building, the entrance and the lobby will be completely different. We're moving the entrance out towards the parking lot, which will open up the lobby dramatically. It'll be a much more open, more friendly design. There'll be spaces for people just to sit and chat and work, private spaces for members just to go in if they need to make private phone calls while they're using our space to work during the day.
You know, it strikes me that this week so much focus was around the stadium deal in Jacksonville with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and something that Shad Khan said and the city said is, listen, we want it to be glitzy and glamorous as well as economically friendly and environmentally friendly and not waste taxpayer dollars. On a smaller scale, $18 million is a whole lot less than $1.4 billion. But on that scale, how do you ensure that a donor's dollars are going to go such a long way and that you're able to use that in a smart way to make a smart investment in this campaign?
Well, certainly, we've been in this process from an idea standpoint for 4 years, actually, and 2 years, the last 2 years, we've been in the fundraising aspect to get us to where we are right now, a little over $14 million. We hired some engineers specifically to work on the efficiency of the design. We've had several versions of the design. There were earlier versions that involved tearing the roof off and going up, but that was so expensive compared to building a new building in the middle of our courtyard. So there's been lots of changes from ideas that have been thrown against the wall. Some ones that have stuck, we've modified them to try to make sure we are the most cost-effective way of still providing the outstanding service that we are able to do for the community.
If you haven't been through the doors on San Jose Boulevard, and again, the name Jewish Community Alliance is so much deeper than Jewish. We were talking about this off the air in the same way that a lot of the other programming around the community, while it may have the word Jewish in it, I'm not Jewish. It doesn't mean that I can't utilize services.
No, well over 60% of our membership and the users of our facility are not Jewish. We are a true community center located there on San Jose Boulevard. We offer, as I mentioned, our Michelle Blackon Yeldin Preschool is year in, year out ranked as the best preschool here in Jacksonville. Right now, most of the kids are in summer camp with us. We offer 8 different camps at 3 different locations throughout Jacksonville. We have our award-winning fitness center, our adult enrichment programs. And this past year, we started a program with the YMCA and some other local partners of Together Against Hate. With all the unfortunate incidents that have happened that have targeted not just the Jewish population, but many different segments of our community, that we rolled out this program that we have found to be quite effective. We had a wonderful turnout at the first Racing Against Hate back in February. And each month we focus on a different form of hate and try to educate the community to try to break down those barriers. So,
Could those programs tie into the future of the new facility or some of the improvements around the facility? Do you envision that you might be able to build something out of what you've just experienced over the last year?
We certainly plan on there will be certainly improved spaces for things in our building, but we also have a focus on getting out of our building. You know, we recognize that just geography is a reason why some people will never come to our building. And we want to make sure that we're getting outside of our building and hitting different parts of Jacksonville, whether it's our Together Against Hate programming, whether it's our wellness programming. We help several corporations with their corporate wellness with our staff. We have a program, sorry, called J Experience, where we take the experiences of the J and we go to other parts of Jacksonville.
So we're at the point of this campaign where over $14 million has been raised, but now you go to the public. So what's the appeal to the public? And while you've gotten some of the bigger donors, this is where like my $100 can come. And what exactly are you able to do with that?
Well, certainly. And it's the old adage that every dollar counts. And it definitely is true. So your $100 added to someone else's $100 and it all adds up. And whether it's making sure that, you know, we have the proper tile in an area so that the locker rooms are as beautiful as they can be and safe, every dollar we raise is going straight into making sure we have the top-notch facility to continue to serve. So every dollar truly does matter.
And so how can someone make that donation or perhaps get involved?
Well, certainly, we would love to have people come by if they have not come by to see, and we can show them pictures and renderings of what it's going to be. But you can also go to our website at jcajax.org/campaign, and you'll see lots of pictures of what the future building is going to look like, and there's opportunities to give there as well.
The goal is just under $18.5 million. When might construction begin?
We are looking for this fall. We will actually have pickleball courts built over the summer, which is part of the project.
Do you pickleball?
I have only played once, but maybe I'll be playing more once we build the courts.
Nice.
And then the bigger part of the project will break ground in the mid-fall.
Obviously, there will be some work that happens to get you to that $18 million or so. When do you hope to have that completed to ultimately be done with this project and everything is opened up?
Well, certainly from a construction standpoint, if we're able to raise the money that we need for the entire project, it's a 15-plus-month project. So it'll be going on through the end of 25, if not early 26. And we certainly hope we've raised all the money so that we can do everything we plan for the building by then.
And if you do want to learn more about it, it's jcajax.org/campaign, or just Google a Jewish Community Alliance of Jacksonville. Make sure you're doing Jacksonville, but it's jcajax.org. Adam Chaskin and the rest of the team at Jewish Community Alliance, thanks for what you do in the community beyond just the walls, but out into the community, and especially the summer programs. Y'all are one of the bigger summer programs.
Yes, so we're fortunate. We have some great partners that we have so we can have multiple sites and help as many children as we can over the summer have a great experience.
Enjoy the rest of your summer. Good luck with the campaign. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Adam Chaskin with the Jewish Community Alliance. And again, jcajax.org if you want to get involved.